This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Venezuela opposition leader Juan Guaido is urging people to take to the streets for new mass protests beginning Wednesday. VOA's Pernell Murdoch has more.
In a video statement posted on social media Tuesday night, Guaido also urged the military to join with those clamoring for change in Venezuela. The leader, recognized by more than 50 nations as Venezuela's rightful leader, said socialist President Nicolas Maduro doesn't have the backing or the respect of the military. Guaido called for a military uprising early Tuesday, issuing the most serious challenge yet to Maduro's contested rule. But only one high-ranking officer and a small group of soldiers have broken publicly with Maduro so far. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Maduro declared that the opposition had attempted to impose an illegitimate government with the support of the United States and neighboring Colombia. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said the Trump administration was waiting for three key officials to act on what he said were private pledges to remove Maduro. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is frustrated with U.S. Attorney General's portrayal of the findings in the Russia investigation. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A Justice Department official says Special Counsel Robert Mueller sent a letter expressing frustration over how the findings of his Russia investigation were being portrayed days after Attorney General William Barr released a four-page summary of the main conclusions of the investigation. Mueller and Barr also spoke by phone the next day. The official, who was not authorized to discuss the private conversations by name, spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The Washington Post was first to report the contents of the letter. Barr is scheduled to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News.